And we're back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Ready to Love, Season 7, Miami, Episode 2, Recap.
Yeah,
apparently. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Apparently, the second time we're in Miami, too, because back-to-back seasons of in Miami, which was kind of weird.
Maybe it's just beautiful there. Who knows?
I got something to say about that. Somebody did say that.
Based on this show, I don't know how beautiful it is.
Maybe the scenery is. Yeah. Maybe they got a deal on the hotels. But somebody did say in the comments last week that the reason they're back in Miami is because they basically shot two seasons back to back in Miami. Because maybe they had that many people that signed up for the show when they were going there. Like, you know what? Let's save some money. Let's just shoot two in one. We'll get a 2-for-1 here. Buy one, get one free. We'll do season 6 and season 7.
Not a bad way to save money.
From a business standpoint.
It's like Lord of the Rings. Film all three once. Just release them different times.
Exactly. I'm not mad at it from a business standpoint, no. But, you know, here's one thing that stood out from last week, too. An email that came through said, well, not an email, because this was actually posted as a comment. But it was posted as a comment, but written as an email. And it says, "Dear Terrell." Sounds like we're about to get some advice. "Please accept another apology from me for cajoling you into watching this show. As reality shows go, they are heavily scripted and edited. Production famously creates narratives for the cast. The premiere episode of Ready to Love caught me off guard when they brought out Rashid and Simone, then proceeded to present a fake proposal." And goes on to explain why, blah, 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 because, you know, she's been following them and their videos about their romance and all this other stuff. But she said, "I stopped watching the show after the reenactment. I'm not sure if I'll continue to watch." Well, Robin, we appreciate that email, but Terrell's stuck here because he's committed to season 7. So,
yep, I even said apology accepted, but that's why. Y'all can't watch these little fly-by-night shows. Oh, Terrell, Yanni, y'all should do this show. Because season 1 was amazing, but now they've had 13 seasons, and you haven't watched since. So you're just recommending some shows? Don't do that. Because if that was the case, I need an apology from more people on this Ready to Love bullshit. So,
see,
not good.
I knew that apology accepted wasn't the, all that was on your mind when you read
No,
that.
That's with her. I'm just saying there's other people who need to speak up. Me and Robin, we're straight. We're good. There's a few other people that need to speak up.
Oh, you need some more apologies is what you're saying.
Yeah, all them prayer warriors that would please do Ready for Love, Ready to Love. Why? This is trash.
You know, for a year, people did say we need to do Ready to Love. And that's why we chose this one to do it because of that. So then the first comments we see is, I'm not watching it after last season.
I'm sorry. If Married at First Sight is like Target, Ready to Love is like Dollar General. Like, it is bad.
That's funny. Well, listen, says I watched the first episode of Mad and I gotta keep watching just for your comments. Yes, if we watch it, you gotta watch it too. Let's all watch this train wreck together. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, you know, okay, episode 2, here we are. At least they have them inside this time. I was like, Jesus Christ, get them out of the sun, please. Before they all melt, let's get them out of the sun, right?
Yeah, it looks like they added some new people to the mix,
yep.
Which we figured they would. That's what's annoying about this show. It's like, what's his name, Tommy?
Yeah.
It's like he's doing some really cool stuff. I'm going to really trick y'all. Y'all have no idea what's coming. Bullshit, Tommy, we do. Everyone have an idea of what's coming. It's just, I think the other reality shows we watch, they set up a little bit better. Uh-huh. This one is like Tommy's out back with a Newport, like, I got an idea.
Well, his new idea, and you know, it's funny that you saw this coming because you haven't seen the show before. Haven't watched the show before, you knew they were going to bring some people in. If you watched any season before, you knew, all right, they're going to add some more people to the mix. And they did. They added 4 people to the mix this week. Let's see. They got rid of 2 people last week, brought 4 people this week. So now we've subtracted 2, added 4. We're now plus 2 and at 18 people, at least until we get to the end of the episode. But 4 new people, 2 women, 2 guys. Let's start off with Jonique. What'd you think when she came in and missed, "I'm a lot to handle, and if a man is intimidated by me..." Look, stop. Maybe he's not intimidated by you. Maybe he just is not attracted to you.
Because I wasn't. Monique is a lovely woman, but that's just not my speed. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. Sometimes I try to like not just base it on looks. Mm-hmm. So I might not be attracted to somebody. Other people might think she's hot as hell, and that's great.
Yeah.
I look at when you start talking.
Uh-oh.
The more that she was talking, I was just like, I'm trying. I'm just, oh, boo. No. So I don't think she's going to be in for the long haul on this show.
One thing I did notice that when she first came out and she's sitting, you know, like I think it was Lyndon she was sitting with. And it seemed like Lyndon was, you know, he was like, oh, he likes her vibe. And I'm like, I'm not surprised because he's there for the bullshit. And she is, you know, well, okay. So I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either. But it seems like this show has a lot of designers and stuff like that into that industry. And I just have a lot of respect for designers, but the way that they can make material hold. You got to really plan next. You have no idea who's going to be getting into some of the outfits that you're designing, but you're just kind of rolling the dice. And sometimes you get snake eyes and it worked out.
Speaking of outfits, so Cynthia walked on and people who are like, well, that's not even my favorite color, but it is today. And they really made a big deal about the fact of the dress and liking the dress on her. What'd you think of Cynthia when she first came on the show?
So I don't like a lot of, I'm not attracted really to a lot of people that put out a whole lot of cleavage and all that stuff. So when Cynthia came out, I was just like, hello. Like if it was at the club, you know, just at a bar, you know, kind of thing. But if I'm like on a show, I'm trying to find love, I don't think I'd be attracted to that. Mm-hmm. But the more she spoke and the more I heard her, I was like, okay, okay, yes, I am interested. At first, I was like, but the more I got a chance to hear her out, I like Cynthia. I'm curious to see what she's going to bring to the dynamic, but I like her.
Yeah, there's a lot more to talk about with Cynthia when we get to the date. The group date her and Jonique went on with the guys. But before, let's just keep talking about the new people that were introduced to the show. Mark Anthony coming on with Jennifer Lopez's ex-husband's name and using them old school words like gallivanting.
I mean, he does come across like he has a stick up his ass. I mean, let's just be honest. He does come across a little bit like that, but I liked Mark Anthony. I think he adds an interesting dynamic to the group. I think that I like that he's kind of headstrong. He knows what he wants, and he doesn't seem like he's out to play, at least so far. It doesn't seem like he's out to play, so I thought he was cool.
I like when he was sitting out with Corvea and the way she was like, well, you know, so do you spoil your woman? And, you know, would you, I got to prove that you got to spoil me. And I mean, he's like, yeah, well, you know what? That's giving gold digger vibes. I agree with him totally. Because if that's the first thing coming out your mouth, then all you're worried about is what's the paycheck look like? Now, I know it's important. Ladies, it's definitely important. Right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if that's what you lead with, understand what you're going to get.
Yeah, and guys know, you know, it's like you look at Cynthia's outfit, the way Corvea dresses, the nails, all that's not my type at all. You know, and it's not because it's not attractive. It's just that spoil mentality. And I want someone that's going to take care of me better than I'm just taking care of myself. I'm like, it really sounds like it's all about you then.
Is that wrong, though? I mean, seriously, think about that for a second. If you treat yourself at a certain level, is it wrong? As a woman, and ladies, that I'm sure we're going to get your comments here saying that, yes, you should expect somebody. Why lower your standards? We always tell people don't lower your standards.
Mm-hmm.
So if you treat yourself a certain way, shouldn't you expect somebody to treat you at that level or better?
Yeah. Yes, you should, but it's all about how you word it. If it's like, I want us to treat each other better than we treat ourselves, that's an us thing.
Okay.
She wants somebody to take care of her better than she can take care of herself, not mentioning what she's going to do for him. What does the guy get out of that besides arm candy?
Well, and maybe that's a given, and maybe that's the thing. And like you said, the delivery, because maybe in her mind, it's a given. If I do this for me, I'm going to treat you well. If you treat me well, I'm going to treat you well.
I haven't heard her say what she's going to do for someone else. I've just heard her say what she wants done for her. So
that's a good
to
point.
To me. Sounds selfish.
Fabrice, he came in. I at first I thought they were gonna say he was from Cuba, to be quite honest. I swear, because he looked like the stereotypical Cuban man player that you would see in the movies, and then they said, no, he's Haitian. And I was like, oh, okay, well, all right. So they throw us a curveball there, because I swear, when he walked on the set, I'm like, player, player.
Mm-hmm. He has that look, I spent a couple years in the porn industry vibe, you know, back in his late 20s or 30s. He just has that weird vibe. I mean, at first, I like the fact that he's well-traveled, mm-hmm. and I do think he brings very interesting dynamic. But again, the more he talked, I was just like, ugh, what's your deal, dude?
That's what the women were thinking, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, and we got to get to those individual dates that were there. But let's get to the group dates. The new girls sitting down with the guys. And of course, the two new girls, Cynthia and Jonique. Cynthia got to the date first, sitting down with the six guys. And I thought she was like, she just commanded the table in that manner, right? Like, she wasn't afraid. She didn't back down. And she just handled herself with a certain level of confidence. And like you said earlier, the more she spoke, you're like, you know what? I like Cynthia.
Yeah, I do. I think that she can handle herself well around any group. And I think there's different parts of her. She doesn't come across like, this is who I am. You don't like it. Da, da, da. And I'm going to be this way everywhere I go. I think she can read a room. She wasn't intimidated by any of the men. And it was funny. I think her energy threw off Andre. Mm-hmm. And then Andre kept trying to poke and prod like, do you like dark skin? Do you like blue eyes? Trying to throw shade at Blue. Only one dude on there with blue eyes.
He sure did. And then what happened to him was, like, he's like, oh, yeah, she probably thinks she's all this. And then, because, well, think about it. She gave these kind of BS answers at first. Like, what are you looking for? I'm looking for someone who is not a cheater. All right, well, so is everybody, right? even somebody in a polygamous relationship is looking for someone who's not cheating, but at least being honest about what's happening, right? They say, everybody's my type, you know? And so, of course, that's why he's feeling that way. But then the more she spoke, he got into this feeling like, you know what? She does have more to offer than just this. Mm-hmm. But I still got to call bullshit on her. Everyone is her type. And right. I know what she was probably trying to say, but everyone is not your type. If you're saying, you know what, I'm not shutting anybody down. I'm going to open up the possibilities. I get that. But don't say everybody's your type.
No, everybody's not your type. And I get it. You don't want to sound superficial, stuck up, whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody's not your type, because there are certain things that we can all say is not, I'm not interested in. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just say immediately, this is not it, just off glance, you know, so you can't say everybody is an option when you know deep down there's just certain things you're like, not
the only it. Time everybody's an option is late at night in the club. You're drunk as hell. And you're like, hell, shit. At that point, everybody's an option.
Yeah, no, everybody's not going to be an option for you. You know, there's, and even though they might be attractive, it could just be something about them that you're not into. You know, my thing that annoys me the most, if I'm on a date and someone says this phrase, makes me feel some type of way. I can't stand that.
What makes you feel some type of way?
That's it. That's what I want to know.
Oh,
what?
Oh, the phrase. Oh,
yeah, the phrase. The phrase. So this is.
Oh, that's
this
what you meant. I was like, yeah, I'm like, what is it makes you feel some type of way?
Yeah, years ago, I was on this date. Beautiful black girl, right? She, I met her here in Austin, and I think it might have been the second date, but she just came. I don't know. Just made me feel some kind of way. And then she'd move on to another part of the conversation. And then, I don't know, he just felt some kind of way. And I was just like, what kind of way did they feel? And I was like, well, you know, I feel some type of way too. Like, this is the last date. That's how I feel right now. In fact, I'm not even getting a friend vibe. I'm getting a stranger vibe from you. We should be strangers.
You are petty as hell. You talk about me being petty. You are petty as hell.
You have your moment too.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't personally have a type, and of course, I'm married, so my wife is my type. But when I was dating, I didn't have a type. I had a not my type. I think everybody has a not my type, just like you did, which is the make me feel some type of way. That's not your type. Mine is a couple different things, man. I mean, and is this now? Granted, I have a lot of them. I'm not gonna lie, I have a lot of not my types. I'm not way gonna run more down than this me. List.
Way more than me.
Hey, you know what you like and you know what you don't. But one of mine, and you know this one, is if I can tell you're chewing and I'm not looking at you, then we got a problem. That is I do not need to be sitting at a table not looking at you and know exactly when you start chewing. That's not my type. If you smack it, that's not my type.
Okay, well, I'm going to be praying for you, because either when you get old and one of y'all, you know, has to have dentures and take the dentures out and you got to eat, making all that noise.
I've got a great juicer right now. Okay. Got an amazing juicer. Trust me.
We're having surf and turf.
Yeah, we're having steak and potato smoothies. Yeah. Mashed potatoes and mashed filet. Yeah. The thing about it, so Cynthia's sitting down with these guys, right? And you move on to Jonique. She shows up. And she already has an attitude when she walks in, because she noticed the vibe is good. And she's like, well, I wish I haven't had the chance to be there first. It wouldn't have been the same vibe. I don't think so.
Right. I agree. I think it's always weird when you're coming in late. It's not like it's been 6 weeks in. I mean, it's barely whatever time frame this is, a couple days. So I don't think it would matter. But I think she's going to realize, like, I don't think she really fits with the rest of the group. Just how she talks and carries herself. I think there's other options that I think the guys are going to be more into.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And it didn't seem like anybody was just really taking her in that way. Maybe if they did, I must have missed it. But as we move on the new guys sitting down with the girls, Fabrice came in guns blazing, boys. Straightforward, told them, hey, man, we got to have sex.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Fabrice it's funny, in his one-on-one conversation with Jeffrey, I think he had Jeffrey all moist and then dried it up at the group date. Because, I mean, just you can't really start out like that. But he's like, I've lived in Paris and I'm well-traveled and we like to have a lot of sex. And I'm looking for a good woman. Da, 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 and she also has to like a lot of sex. So, like, you're making it really creepy now to where, like 50 Shades kind of creepy.
He kept bringing it up. I mean, because when he first said it, Sue-Ann was all for it. She was like, oh, he's confident. He knows what he wants. And, you know, and the women were all for it at first. And like, yeah, you know, well, when I was young, I thought I knew what I was doing. But, you know, I really didn't. And I got older. And now I really enjoy it. And then he just kept bringing it up. And they were like, all right, now, hold up. He's not going to last. You know, the women have the power next week. He's not going to last. I can tell you that right now. But he did have the line of the century. Because we said one thing alone is not enough. You need to tickle. They need to tickle your pickle.
Tickle your pickle. I was just like, dude, you're just that creepy and appropriate friend. And don't get me wrong, my friends who know me, I can be inappropriate as hell. And I do it often, especially with the brown liquor. It all will come out. But you know, you're on the show, man. Fabrice. Yeah. Fabrice.
I knew you were going to do that at some point or another.
I know that. I even wrote it down that way. I wrote it as Fabrice. Before they put his name up, they just like said it. I wrote down Mark Anthony Fabrice.
You're not the only one. Look, Bree did too. I hope Fabrice gets eliminated. And then, you know, E-Love said that, he creeped her out too. So, I mean, it came off creepy. As a guy, I'm like, come on, dude. Back up. You're making the rest of us look bad. I mean, now granted, I will say this show is known for having some creepy conversations, just in the sense of like, you know, they meet, they're talking down a one-on-one, you know, I like to suck toes. And it's like, Jesus, come on. If you're really ready for love, or you just out here trying to find a hookup? Because this is not what this is.
Yeah, I mean, you don't suck toes the first day. Good.
You wait till the second or third day.
I gotta see how you roll. Gotta see what your shoes look like in your house. What if you got bunions? I mean, that's different.
Oh, Jesus. Mark Anthony came in, and I know he got all the women right away because he's like, you know, but they're like, so have you guys dated outside of your race? And he's like, I'm not taking the bait. I'm coming with the perfect. I've practiced this in the mirror a number of times. You know, I have a strong preference for black women.
Stop pandering to black women. Stop pandering to all women. Just say, I date everybody. Yeah. And leave it at that. Don't be like, yeah, I look at all these beautiful women. It's like a menu. And all these good things. But the special, that's the black woman. I'm like, the one I just asked for the special. Exactly. Every time you go to the restaurant. Don't act like they distracted you with some chicken tenders and fish and chips. And you didn't know that they had the mahi tuna or something that was on sale. Whatever. I'm just like, dude, you're just trying to pander to all these black women, trying to get them on your side.
Yeah. It came off
and
that
it
way.
Worked.
Yeah, but it came up that way, but it looked like it worked.
It works because black women will eat that shit up. They just, oh, I like it, man. It's just right on, brother. I'm like, no, don't fall for it.
Ladies, did you fall for that line that he gave? You know, let us know in the comments because, I mean, it for us, it came off just kind of like, you know, like you said, pandering to it.
I'm better than all these other guys because even though I'll try anything on the menu, I will definitely go market price for the black one.
Well, you know what happened was, what made him look better was the fact that Fabrice went right behind him was just like, well, I was in France.
And we had sex all the time. Everybody forgot what Mark Anthony said after that. They were just like, what?
He's like, you got to understand, in France.
Yeah, you got to understand. I'm in France. That's like the little pin thing in Men in Black. Well, I'm from France. Pew! We like a lot of sex. They forgot everything Mark Anthony said after that.
They had a couple solo dates on this one. Tony and Marcia. I thought they had a good date, but again, and it just felt like Tony is the dude that would go to church to look for a woman to hook up with. And, you know, they're doing a prayer, and instead of just do, if you're going to be genuine in a prayer, and I feel like if you're going to do a prayer, be genuine in a prayer. If you go to church, go to church, right? Man, this man here, okay, over here rubbing hands, trying to get extra smooth during the prayer.
Like, if we're going to judge based off what I've seen from Tony, Tony looks like that strong Christian that is at church on the Sunday morning service, asking for forgiveness for all the foul shit that he did all during the week that everybody doesn't know that he does. His anger issues or whatever else. There's something there that he needs to be delivered from. Mm-hmm. But I like their interaction. I wasn't a Marcy fan.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that she's connected with somebody. Because I was wondering who was really going to connect with her. Because it didn't seem like anybody really was interested.
Right. You know, Kenya from Cali says Tony is definitely showing up as his representative. that's what I'm saying.
It's just something about him. We could pray together and we could do this. And, you know, imagine, because like, I see like a Ray Lewis light when I look at Tony.
Oh, shit.
Imagine Ray Lewis coming up to, you know, I can't wait to go to Bible study so we could talk and get some of this word. Yeah. And then, you know, you go kill somebody.
Did you really have to go that far? But, you know, I will say this, though. We say this about Tony, but at the same time, people may have fallen for that as well, too. Because it felt like Marcia did as well, too, because she was like, one line she said was, it's good that I want to know more.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree in that line, right? Because if you're ever on a date with somebody and you want to know more and you want to get to know them more, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because when I met my wife, I didn't let any date end without already setting the next date, right? Because I always wanted to know more.
Stalker. I mean, go ahead.
Well, look, man, that's what you got to do, player.
I really enjoyed tonight. What are you doing Friday?
Exactly. First date was Friday. Second date was Sunday. I'm not playing around here. It was good that I wanted to know more.
Yes. But I agree with that. I mean, if you walk away from somebody, you want to know more from them, great. I think Tony has that charm about him. Just curious to see more about, you know.
Yeah.
If he gets any deeper, is it, as Kenya, you know, said, is it his representative, mm-hmm. or is it really him? So more to come.
Now, Blake and Z went on a date. Well, technically, they went on two. So let's cover the first date, Blake and Z. And she said it felt like an interview. And I got the same thing, too. Like, you know, he just kept asking her interview questions.
Yeah, the reason why he was doing that, because she's boring. Anytime I've ever been out with anybody, I've been interviewing people for 17 years. Uh-huh. If I'm out on a date and I'm bored, I'm just going to ask questions because you're not giving me anything. Mm-hmm. You know, so, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Hey, doing fine. All right, so how was your holidays? How was your Christmas? How was this?
It was good.
It was good. Just kind of hung out with family. Okay. Do you want to ask about mine? And then we can do the back and forth thing, like a conversation. Do you want to do that? Or do you want me to just keep doing this, asking you stuff, you answer? That's what I felt like Z was. She's just boring. Mm-hmm.
I can see that it could be kind of that way. Like Mocha says, you know, both dates were painful. It kind of was. I think I will say that Tony and Marcia was a lot more bearable than Blake and Z. I think you pointed out the fact that Blake has no poker face at all.
His whole face and everything was just, I'm not interested. So bored. All right, well, can I walk you out? We've heard that before. Remember Matt James? Can I walk you out?
Yes. That's what started this whole reality TV dating show recaps was the Matt James. So, can I walk you out?
Yes, that's the line of the century. Ladies, if a guy tells you, all right, so can I walk you out? He's not interested.
That's when you just go, no, I got it.
Yeah, and I get my own gun.
My car's on auto start. I already started it about 5 minutes ago. I want to make sure there was no delay to get away from you.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I mean, I don't see her making it much. Well, she's, you know, they did run to get rid of her. But yeah, she's just kind of boring. Mm. I don't know if she even realizes that about herself. I'm hoping that she rewatches this and just takes some notes and says, okay, I need to work on how I interact with people.
Right.
Especially if it's in a dating situation. Because it seems she was more worried about why she was on the chopping block last time. So all her interactions just seemed more awkward.
Well, you know, and so just like Kenya says here, Z was awkward and Blake turned off from the start. Terrible matchup, but correction, because Mocha says here, like, you know, she's referring to both dates with Blake and V. Well, the second one was really less of a date than more the setup for the boot, which, you know, after the guy, so the guys got together first. What'd you think of this? Because this is the first time you're seeing, well, no, this is the second time you're seeing the guys get together, but the first time you're seeing the boot in this manner. What'd you think of the guys getting together to discuss the women, who they liked and who they didn't like?
I liked it because I think I was surprised to see Lyndon go out with Corvea because I'm like, dude, you have roommates and you're broke. Mm-hmm. She's not in your financial lane. Why would you want to? But I think he shared with her some feedback mm-hmm. from the other guy. So maybe she takes that. I know she won't, but maybe she takes that and tries to do something with it. I liked Blake's with Z because Blake was like HR mode, you know? So we met with your hiring managers and with legal, and we have some concerns. he was just very like HR with it. Mm-hmm. And then what did he say afterwards? Can I walk you out?
And then he asked for a hug too. You know, so
I'll give you a hug. I'm still walking you out though.
Yeah, but I mean, but she kind of really explained a lot in that second date when she's because she is awkward, but she also said that she overthinks too much. And I think when she said that, it clicked for him because you can see him go, "Oh, okay, a little late, but okay, I got it." But I can get it because what she did when she found out she was on the chopping block in episode one. She made it even more awkward for everybody else by playing Inspector Gadget, going around to all the guys and like, so who wanted to vote me off?
Who doesn't want all of this?
And they were all like, all of us.
We all get that stranger vibe from you. Like, we're better off as strangers than we are dating.
Now, with Corvea and Lyndon, Corvea's like, well, he hasn't talked to me since I told him that, you know, I only date people who have their own place. So while we're going on a date, that should have told you something immediately. If somebody I don't like on this dating show and they set me up on a date with them, something's up.
Yeah. It's like, do I need to pack all my shit for this date? Exactly. Or am I coming back? Can you just tell me that?
That tells me no sense of no awareness on her part. Because first of all, you already know the guys have the power. You've seen the show before. That's why you signed up for it. So you know when they do these things and they have the power, it's going to be a date and somebody's going home. Don't act surprised.
Well, and I've never seen the show, so I didn't know that. But the fact that if the guys have the power to vote off, I guess you got to play the game well. But to your point, I don't think that she has any self-awareness that she's a problem.
No.
In her mind, she's awesome, and I can't believe I'm single.
Exactly, because if you can't afford me, just say that.
See? Me. You can't afford me. What does she say about us?
Yeah. Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing about us is, you know, she may need a little bit of humbling. Like <Mm-mm. Kenya> says. Well, 2 episodes in, 2 weeks down. How you feeling?
It's still crap. It's just faster. It's faster crap. This is it's faster crap. This show is diarrhea. Married at First Sight is constipation. 2 hours, 1 hour.
Well, see, that's what
this Melissa happens says. Really quickly.
I appreciate it. It's only an hour, see?
Yeah, but I still don't like it. But and there's no way in the world. Everybody kept saying I should go on the show. Mm-hmm. There's no way in the world I would do something like this. But you know, I'm curious to see what it's like towards the end for this to be my first time looking at all this, because to me this seems like a weird shit show that doesn't have a theme or direction. It's just kind of let's see what happens today.
I will say this. So the last season I watched was the DC season, right? And they had a couple that the minute they met, you knew they were going to be the couple. And they were the couple of it, right? And it worked out well, at least from what we saw. But I think it's one of those where it'll be interesting to see, are there any hookups in this one? Any real ones? But we'll see.
I mean, we shall see. It seems like there's going to be more drama. Mm-hmm. Coming down the line. I want to see more about the Lyndon story.
I want to see him and Colbert go on another date.
Yeah. I want to see him because he's also someone that needs some humbling.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, why are you here? You don't have it together to be doing this.
These are grown folks over here.
Yeah. Yeah, you go sit at the kids' table where you belong.
Well, don't forget, we're back Monday with our regular episode. This will be, episode 117, I believe.
Yeah.
Then, of course, next Wednesday, we're back for Married at First Sight, season 16, Nashville. That recap, as we're wrapping up the final weddings. And I think we're getting to the day after and finding out where they're going on their honeymoons. And then next Friday, we would be back, but I'm traveling next Friday, so we will have Ready to Love episode 3 on Sunday. So next Sunday, we'll be back with Ready to Love.
Yes, and
Mary, gotta go to the Purple Church in Memphis.
Do we think they're actually gonna get through the weddings next week, or do you think they're gonna drag out?
No, they're supposed to. They're supposed to. Let's just say that. Fingers crossed. They only have 2 more to go. We did 3 this past episode, so hopefully we'll get through them.
Hopefully.
Yeah. All right. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah. Send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit that you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.